it's patch-up work. It's not outer leaf remediation as we would have known it. It is going into a home where the block work on the outside of it's deteriorated to the point where it's impacting the family inside, and then they're coming to patch it up.
But this doesn't bode well for those who were hoping to get a new home, does it? Because this would be extensive remediation work, and it feels like it would be kicking the can down a 5 or 10 or 15-year road, perhaps.
No, you see, what's happening here is these homes have deteriorated to the point where it's going to affect the family. The family shouldn't be in these houses in the first place. And what it is they have to come in here and repair these homes because the council don't have anywhere for these families to go. And the council don't want to be doing this, but they're left with no choice. There's no temporary accommodation. There's nothing there. There's no vast amount of housing for families to move to. And we've got to remember, there's 2,400 homes just on the social side of this disaster.
That's my point, though. Yeah, I know, I understand that. But my point is that clearly they mustn't feel that there is a council house scheme imminent that would see the replacement of these houses. And then obviously that would create the issues with temporary accommodation. But my point is, you know, sounds like hundreds of thousands of euro is going to be spent to patch up these homes to maintain some sense of livability in the absence of a social housing scheme.
Well, we've been waiting 3 years on a social housing scheme. The council have been waiting for years for it. They've been told it's imminent, but we've got families that are in a desperate situation, living in homes of mould and rodents, mice coming through their homes. I've been in these homes, and the council are not wanting to do this, but they have no choice. They have to maintain these homes so that the families can stay in them, because if 50 families came out of them homes tomorrow, there's nowhere for them to go. And this is, it's important to make sure that we do, that we make sure that these families are looked after. But we've got to look at the other element of it, is that this is coming out of the council's budget. It's not coming from the government, and they haven't been reimbursed. This is what we're waiting on here. We're waiting on a scheme that will allow the council to move on and the families to move on. They've been put in a terrible position here. And, you know, it's, for example, I'll just give you a quick one from last year. Thomas Sean Devine, my councillor for the 100% Redress Party, put in a motion last year to find out how much was spent. Over 800,000 spent last year that came out of the council's budget. And that means the council are short on other maintenance projects that they need to maintain, waiting on government to reimburse, and still no reimbursement. It's due to failed government policy.
Is there any concern, though, that, say, for instance, in these estates that we've talked of, if the worst-looking elements of this, the gable walls, the corners of these houses are remediated, that in some way national government might see this as a cheaper fix and this could become the norm, and actually defer a proper social housing scheme?
Unfortunately, no, because I'll tell you why. I have to put this in a term here. That building has a terminal cancer on it. That building will have repairs done to certain elements of it, but the building will still deteriorate. Underneath, the foundations will not be good. The footings will be rotten. But what we're doing is a temporary patch-up job, which is unacceptable in any terms. But the government should have a scheme in place. They don't. There's not even temporary accommodation on the horizon. And my worry is what do we do in the years to come as this keeps on going and deteriorating? The government should be helping the local authorities, not hindering them. They're actually putting this on to the local authorities to come out of their budget and not reimbursing them. It's coming down the line. It's wait, 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 as per usual.
The logical thing at this point, because of the throughput and the reality of how long it's going to take to do all of this, is to establish even maybe modular home villages or whatever. I mean, I remember 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was Councillor Michael McBride suggested this, and I poo-pooed on it to some extent, and I've since corrected the record in relation to that. It seems logical, is that not, that these houses could be reused? There seems to be a resistance to the provision of modular homes to address the crisis here.
Greg, we could go into estates where there's greens and put temporary accommodation and pipe into the services that are there and move a cohort of families into these accommodations, remediate their homes, get their homes rebuilt, get them back in, and then do it again and again and again. And this is the reality and the volume that's coming down the line. This is the only way you're going to do it. I keep on saying it's a humanitarian crisis.
But just in relation to these tenders that have gone out, you've sympathy for the council. They're trying to make these houses livable, but it shouldn't be seen as a solution. In other words, a way for the and I'm not sure you picked up on the point I was trying to make earlier. This should not be seen as something of a solution that could actually delay the government introducing a social housing scheme.
No, Greg, I totally understand where you're coming from. But you're putting a sticking plaster on a gaping wound, and it won't change, unfortunately, because the council have been put into this position by failed government policy. And the decency and the right thing to do is introduce this scheme. They've been saying it's imminent, but we've been waiting 3 years. The end of the day, this is people's lives that are put on hold. They're living in squalor and damp and moulded and insects, rats, mice, you name it. I've seen it all in these houses. And the fact of the matter is these people are in here paying rent and raising families. And it's not right.
I'm not an engineer, but, you know, that damp and that wetness is within the building and blocking it off and sealing it off. I don't see how it's in the short term going to alleviate many of the problems that you talk of.
Well, you see, Greg, at the moment, what's happening is you've got gaping holes, cracks, rats and mice are going into them. They're infesting the house. They're causing major contamination of water tanks and attics and stuff like this.
So it's dire.
But what you're doing is you're just patching it up, and it's just allowing it. So you've got, for example, if you've got estates within Buncrana that you were talking about earlier on, this will give them a year or two. But the rest of the structure of the building is still failing, and it will still fail. We've seen outer leaf remediation patch up jobs before. We've seen them up in Remelton there. And it's only a matter of time before that has to go. It's a complete waste of money. The council know that. They're going to have to put people into hotels and accommodate them in the long run. And this is what we don't want to do. We want to try and come up with a solution for this crisis.